Imagine how cool it would be to detect a rare or invasive species, study biodiversity, or to estimate fish abundance with just a scoop of air or a dip of water. It'd be like science fiction come true. Well, science fiction is indeed becoming reality through a new sampling technology called environmental DNA. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains.
If you're old enough to remember the original Star Trek series, you might remember how crew members carried a versatile device they called the tricorder.
Make a swing around our perimeter. Scan for dichoronium in the atmosphere.
Landing parties from the Starship Enterprise used their tricorders on strange new worlds to instantly read out what was in their surroundings.
It's almost like something out there knows I'm scanning.
That was dreamed up in the mid-1960s. Now more than 40 years later, environmental researchers and surveyors can match Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, sort of.
Yeah, it's a really good analogy because essentially we can take a sample of whether it's soil or air, and in our case, water, and we can sequence the DNA out of it and tell you what's there.
University of Washington professor Ryan Kelly describing the technique called environmental DNA, or eDNA for short. Our scientists haven't yet miniaturized the process into a handheld device like in Star Trek, but give it a few years. For now, here's how this works. Kelly says all living creatures are constantly shedding or pooping their telltale DNA into the environment. In Kelly's Seattle lab, his team filters out and amplifies the genetic material from water samples collected from Puget Sound.
So you take this gel, you walk over to the black light.
There it is.
And you turn that on.
Ryan says the cost of gene sequencing has plummeted in recent years. That makes DNA screening practical.
This is already very competitive and will be sort of a slam dunk for some monitoring applications in the near future.
Environmental DNA can be used in two ways. One is to identify the suite of creatures around a place. The other is to confirm the presence or absence of a specific critter, typically an invasive or endangered species. Karen Goldberg runs the new eDNA lab at Washington State University in Pullman. She's one of the first biologists in the Northwest to take the tool from demonstration experiments to practical application.
It's extremely useful for species that are really hard to find.
Goldberg sees potential to get answers more efficiently, safely, and with less destruction compared to traditional survey techniques. Those might include electrofishing, snorkeling, or netting.
I have spent many hours looking for species that I was pretty sure were there, looking under rocks, looking in water, doing all kinds of surveys.
Goldberg recently analyzed samples collected by Idaho Fish and Game biologists from lakes and wetlands in North Idaho. No more searching necessary. The sensitive DNA screening confirmed the northern leopard frog has disappeared from that part of its range. She's also been hired in Washington to locate where a tiny invader has spread, that being the New Zealand mudsnail. And now the Federal Bureau of Land Management wants Goldberg to look for the possibly endangered Columbia spotted frog in eastern Oregon and Nevada.
We're absolutely at this point where proof of concept has been established. I don't think everyone necessarily is on board yet, but I think a majority of the people are on board.
Natural resource managers are looking for evidence that eDNA methods are getting better at reporting what's there with a low number of errors. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.